For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. On Tuesday, Governor Henry McMaster's work-or-home order went into effect. It means exactly what it says: stay home unless you really need to be somewhere else, like your job. What it does not mean is house arrest. The governor's stay-at-home order does allow provisions for residents to leave their homes. You can go for a run around your neighborhood, for instance, and get some fresh air and exercise. You can go to the store for groceries, you can work in the yard, and you can talk to your neighbors. Around York County, residents are generally following social distancing requirements and behaving in mostly civil ways. But according to the York County Sheriff's Office, a lot of residents do seem unsure about what they can do and about how law enforcement officers are handling the presence of citizens in public. The Sheriff's Office Twitter feed, in fact, is alight with attempts to both soothe and remind nervous residents that they're not living in a police state. A tweet from Thursday answers what YCSO Public Information Officer Trent Ferris says is the number one question asked of Sheriff Kevin Tolson lately. The answer is no. Police are not setting up roadblocks or checkpoints. The sheriff's office is not setting up mass enforcement measures, and officers are not driving around to order people inside their houses. But they will break up packs of people, as per the governor's orders, if they see groups congregating in the open. On a phone call Thursday, Ferris said the office has not yet heard of any unusual or even specifically COVID-related aggression in the county just yet. But he admitted that officers are worried that the longer people are sheltered together, the more likely it is that police around York County will start answering domestic violence calls or possibly calls about residents confronting others for not following social distancing orders. The sheriff's advice: before letting your fears and emotions get the better of you, stop. Think, breathe, and talk it out. I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.